So the Department of Commerce has decided to add a question about citizenship to the census. A number of states have either sued or threatened to sue, arguing that this is in contradiction to the whole point of the census, as stated explicitly in the Constitution. What's this all about? Well, let's start with the Constitution. It says, quote, "Representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states according to their respective numbers, which shall be determined by the whole number of free persons. The actual enumeration shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress and within every subsequent term of 10 years. Note the words whole number of free persons. Remember, when the Constitution was adopted, the U.S. had slavery. Note this does not say the number of citizens. It does not say the number of people eligible to vote. The Constitution mandates a complete count of all people. So why does the Department of Commerce want to make every person filling out the form declare whether or not he or she is a citizen? Isn't it obvious? It's a way of intimidating certain groups into failing to participate. When people fail to participate, there is an undercount. This has a tremendous impact on states and counties where the undercount is significant. Any undocumented resident, as well as legal residents with family members who are undocumented, will have strong incentives not to participate. In previous years, when this question was not asked, there still was a significant problem of undercounting. This new question will act as a red flag and drive up the undercount. This may be a good thing for Republicans anxious to reduce the number of congressional seats in states like California, Oregon, and Colorado. However, it will bite them in states like Texas and Florida. The New York Times recently ran an article arguing that many decisions at the federal level require an accurate census count. These decisions are about federal spending, representation in state legislatures and the House of Representatives, the number of electoral votes a state has in the presidential election. Take it from someone who's done research into the economic realities affecting the U.S. population. I can attest to the fact that the Census Bureau is the source of a great deal of very useful economic data. In 2015, over 130 government programs used census information to allocate $675 billion. Head Start, Medicare, food stamps, Pell Grants for college, school lunch programs. Highway spending is allocated using census data. Businesses use census data to determine where to locate distribution centers and where to construct new outlets. Customers are customers, whether citizens or not. The Times concludes with a warning that even the Social Security system will be at risk from a significant undercount. Quote, "When Congress plans for the cost of Social Security, they rely upon demographic projection about the population's future, the number of children expected to be born, the number of people expected to die, and the number of people expected to immigrate. If baseline data regarding the current population are inaccurate, future projections could be skewed, causing financial challenges down the line." The Department of Commerce's decision will reduce the accuracy of the census count by driving up the undercount of particular groups, particularly Latinos, one of the fastest growing demographics in the country. But more to the point, the language of the Constitution is clear. The goal of the census is to count everyone, not just citizens. I certainly hope that the lawsuits filed by the Attorneys General of California and other states are successful. However, it would not hurt if people responded with anger in opposition to the Trump administration's blatant attempt to drive down participation in the 2020 census.